Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Legas, Bob Fesco with you, and we are live on Radio Row for 2 more days, 3 more sleeps until your team takes on the team from Philly in the Super Bowl. And live on Radio Row in New Orleans is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Yes, they do. Was there yesterday in their New Orleans store. Not a lot of Chiefs gear.
Yeah, not a lot of Chiefs gear.
But a lot
here,
of but a lot of big game gear.
Yeah.
A lot of huge game stuff.
Oh.
A lot of massive football game stuff.
Good.
A lot of gigantic gridiron stuff. Can't say the phrase. You ever understood that? Yes. Hey, real quick, before we get into Mike Smith, I did see the internet and haters talk kind of really start to build up about, like, you know, people make those strong opinions that you don't really like hearing unless you want to get fired up for a game.
Sure.
Nathan, let's get the city of Kansas City a little bit more awake here at 6:20 in the morning.
But I just don't think, as good as Mahomes is, that him alone is going to raise the Chiefs to win this football game, because when you look at every other position on these teams, I'm taking the Eagles. And look, Mahomes plays offense. He doesn't play defense. And I don't see that defense stopping the Eagles, and I just don't think, as good as Mahomes is, there's a reason why they haven't scored more than 30 points until one time, and it was last week. There's a reason why they sit in the middle of almost every category this season offensively. They're just not a dominant offense outside of Patrick Mahomes. And I know that's the most important position in sports, I'm still giving the nod to the Philadelphia Eagles. Mahomes is great. You can give me a million stats. He's great. The Eagles will outscore them.
I don't understand what people consume.
He doesn't play defense.
Who was that, by the way? Do we know who that was by chance?
The gentleman by the name of Bill Calarulo from 97.5
Fan.
Philadelphia.
Who? I never heard of that gentleman before in my entire life. And clearly that gentleman, Bill Fumble Ruski, has never watched a game that involves Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And that almost sounded like being a parent. Sometimes you tell your kids some things to get them to believe to do something, right? You want to convince them to get on that bike and ride that bike and they're going to be fine. And you damn well know they're going to fall off that bike and they're going to get their knee cut or their elbow cut. There's going to be
blood. They're going to cry.
They're going to cry and it's going to be
a mess,
right?
They're going to give up biking for a day.
Yeah, they're going to quit.
Sell it.
I'm doing this. I'm out. I don't want to be any part of this. But you convince your kids and you lie, so to speak, to your children that it's going to be just fine. You're going to be great. I'm going to hold the back of the seat and you're going to ride and it's not going to be a big deal and everybody's going to be okay. That's what that sounded like from Bill Fumbleruski over there in Philadelphia, because it sounded like he was trying to convince his fan base or maybe convince the Philadelphia Eagles that what we've been seeing in Patrick Mahomes just isn't as good as everybody wants
Pat
it to
Mahomes.
Be, because he knows with Pat Mahomes under center and at quarterback, they're going to win just about every football game that they're in. And again, it sounded like that gentleman just is a dye-in-the-wool stats guy and is looking at numbers and not understanding the involvement of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he also just backtracked everything he said.
Well, I mean,
he's like, look, they don't beat anybody by 30 except for when they did last week in
right.
the biggest game of the year.
In the biggest game of the year, they scored 32
points.
They
don't blow teams out. They don't have a dynamic offense. They're in the middle of the pack of every offensive stack. They're the number one team on defense when it comes to points per game.
That's right.
They're top five when it comes to giving up rushing yards per game, or
yes.
top 10. They are Patrick Mahomes, since week 11, has thrown zero interceptions.
Correct. They had that one turnover in the Buffalo game, right?
Yeah.
That didn't amount to
anything. Let's not talk about that. And then let alone, how dare you forget that Patrick Mahomes doesn't play defense.
That's right. How dare you
forget that. But then
at
the very end, Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's great. There's 1,000 statistics to tell you why. But you chose 2 to tell us why he's not.
Well, because there's only 2 that tells you why he's not great.
You're contradicting yourself. So I think, Nathan, we do have one more hatred video. Let's spew that a little bit more and wake up the city of Kansas City a little bit more with the Philadelphia love.
I don't care what happened in the last Super Bowl between these two. A lot of people will say, oh, well, watch the last time they played. It was 38-35. Doesn't matter. Teams are different. Defenses are different. Coordinators are different in Philly. Really, the strongest point in this game is going to come down to how the Chiefs stop the run. But if the Eagles take the opening kick and put together a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive on the back of Saquon Barkley, and the Chiefs come out and go 3-and-out, punt the ball away, you know, this thing could get sideways. That's the other thing I keep hearing. Well, the Chiefs aren't going to get blown out. Why not? Why can't the Chiefs get blown out? For every time somebody brings up, you know, the Chiefs in the Eagles game, 38-35, why can't I just counter with Tampa Bay, Kansas City? 31-9. You know, what happens if Joe Tooney goes out of this game? How are the Chiefs going to block that defensive front with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis? There's a lot of Kansas City can't lose. Kansas City can't get blown out. Why not? Why is that the case? The Eagles can get blown out. Oh, okay. But the Chiefs can't. Give me a break.
Who was that, Nathan?
A gentleman by the name of Sammy P on the BetMGM network.
Okay. Sammy P,
Sammy
baby.
P, baby. Sammy P. Way to go, Sammy. Here's why the Chiefs can't get blown out, and here's why it won't happen, because Andy Reid knows how to scheme. Like the things we've talked about most this week are stopping Saquon Barkley, which they will, and now Jalen Carter's obviously the other big name that we talk about. Andy Reid knows how to scheme an offense away from the best player on the defensive side of the football. We have seen that all year long. We have seen Andy Reid scheme around his left tackle for most of the games this season. And if Andy Reid can scheme against his own players, don't you think he's got something up his sleeve? Like, people think that Andy Reid just wakes up and goes, okay, let's go out there and let's have a game and let's call some plays and let's have fun and see what happens. There has been 2 weeks of preparing for this team with Andy Reid. And I'm sure Andy Reid has got a lot of stuff up his sleeve to not make Jalen Carter a factor in this game. And when you tell me that nobody can block Jalen Carter, you're being very disrespectful, in my opinion, to Trey Smith, because that's going to be the matchup that everybody wants to see. And everybody will tell you Trey Smith will be the highest paid guard on the market this offseason. And if you think he's going to be the highest paid guard on the market this offseason, then you think he's going to dominate in the Super Bowl, because that's where you make your money. If Jalen Carter goes out there and he's put into a sleep hold by Trey Smith, Trey Smith's going to cash in even bigger when he hits that free agent market. So stop saying Jalen Carter's going to wreck this game when we have basically an all-pro playing guard going against him in Trey Smith. This offense is going to be just fine. Andy Reid is going to have plays that you've never seen before. They're going to do things in this game that have been totally unheard of, and the Chiefs are going to go out there and show you why they are still the kings of the football world.
Yeah, it's just I don't mind if you have a take about why you think Philadelphia will win. I mean, I could give you a couple of different takes of where I could see Philadelphia winning this game.
But it's not like they're saying Philly's going to win. But it's all about what the Chiefs can't do.
That, and it's also it's crazy that his reasoning is like, let's say Joe Tooney goes out. Let's say that, I don't know,
Saquon Barkley goes out.
Let's say that Jalen Carter gets hurt and goes out of the game. Same thing. Like, I can't play the scenario of, yeah, the Chiefs get blown out, their left tackle goes out, and, you know, their wide receiver rookie Xavier Worthy doesn't play. Like, it was stuff like that in that last audio clip, and we'll get to Mike Smith here in just a little bit, former Falcons coach in the NFL as well. But before we get into that, like, it's to wrap this whole hatred spewed stuff, look, here's where I take it. I don't mind if you have a take as long as there is some sort of educated background to it. You could be a guy off the street, come up to me and be like, I'm tired of the Chiefs. I'd be like, why are you tired of the Chiefs? Because I'm a Broncos fan and we're getting our ass kicked every year and it gets tiresome getting beat up that much. Perfect,
fine.
Dude. Yeah. Totally understand that. I want Philadelphia to win the Super Bowl. Why do you want Philadelphia to win the Super Bowl? Because I think if Jalen Hurts wins this game, he could be surpassing Russell Wilson's legacy because
right.
They're basically on the same path. And if he wins one, he would have gone to two. Russell went to two. Russell won one. He won one. Okay. That's a solid take. You want to see more you want to see more quarterbacks be, you know, I guess, talked about in the same world. That's fine. But to have a take where it's like, why can't the Chiefs get blown out? Let's say Joe Tooney gets hurt. Let's say that Chris Jones goes out. Well, then, yeah, I think things are probably going to go bad.
Right.
And when you bring up the Tampa Bay game, make sure you also bring up that four of the five starting offensive linemen were hurt for that game.
Right.
So let's.
Well, we don't. And the quarterback was hurt in that game as well.
Yeah.
You know, the quarterback had a bum toe in that game as well.
It was also during COVID in Tampa Bay. So, yes, I'm giving you excuses, but at least I'm backing why I'm arguing against your point.
Who were we talking to yesterday? I think it was probably Jay Glazer we'll hear from earlier in the show. He goes, Patrick Mahomes hasn't even missed a game with a high ankle sprain over the course of his career when most other quarterbacks are sitting out 4 to 5 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Like, it's just different. And I hate to continue to go back to it's just different, but it is. And that's why everybody's such a wound ball of hate right now for this team, because it's different and they just can't figure us out.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.